Welcome, everybody, to KPCRadio.com. My name is Brian Rodriguez, and you're listening to Beats and Treats, a show where we talk to musicians in California. Our guest today is Santiago Flores, but also known by his artist name, Santioco, an upcoming producer from the San Fernando Valley. How you doing, my guy?
I'm doing great, bro. Nice to see you, bro.
Nice to meet you and see you, my guy. Can you please let the audience know who are you with?
I'm with Nasty Andrew in the cut.
It's Nasty Andrew Ramos, a longtime friend of, you know, Santioco, and my guy who's hosting the show, you know, it's nothing.
Have you always lived in the Valley, both of you?
Yep, always, bro.
Yeah, born and raised.
Yep. What part, specifically?
I was born in Tarzana, and I moved out to Northridge. I was raised there, and then now I live in Reseda.
I was born in West Hills, and I pretty much just live in Reseda my whole life, so, yeah.
And how was, like, your upbringing as a child? Like, was it, as far as music-wise, did you always have, did you always see or hear music, you know, playing throughout as a kid?
As far as, like, hearing music around the house, you could say, yeah, because my dad's, like, really into, like, rock. Mm-hmm. So, like, he just got me into rock, like, at an early age or whatever, and eventually, like, I just got really into music on my own. I guess the first thing that could, like, be, like, the key to, like, my musical journey would be, like, playing the guitar. I started playing the guitar when I was, like, 7, and I still play to this day. I have, like, a guitar, a bass. I have, like, a drum kit in my garage. But they, like, bought me a guitar when I was 7. Like, I was really good at a young age. I would say I'm not as good as I am in comparison to, like, my peers in guitar nowadays. But when I was young, I had the potential to be really good, but I didn't want to have my sights set just on playing guitar because I was into...
He's still good.
Yeah, but, like, I want to have my sights set on music as a whole and not just one instrument.
Yeah, no, it's a whole variety that you want. And
yeah, that's why I got into production and stuff, so...
And how'd you make your transition from, like, your instruments, from the guitar and all that, to the SP?
Bro, I was literally on YouTube, bro, and, like, I was just looking up, like, music reviews and stuff, and it was freaking Anthony Fantano, bro. Like, he got... he got me into, like...
Shout out to Anthony.
Dude, he got me into so much, like... Like, just, like, analytical, like, reviewing and stuff like that. Just, like, dissecting music at a different level. And I've never even considered music to be, like, or, like, understand music in that kind of way. So I just started watching, like, rock reviews of Anthony Fantano and stuff. And, like, I hated him for a little bit because, like, I like this band called Lamb of God and, like,
oh, yeah, I saw him live.
Yeah, dude.
With Slayer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I saw him live with Slayer at the Forum.
That's sick.
Yeah, that was
quite
wild.
He like, hated, like, that album. And, like, I told my dad, and he was like, what? Like, why are you watching this guy on YouTube? And I was like, I don't know. He's pretty cool. But later down the line, like, I just got more into him because I was really interested in him. And, yeah, he was, like, the gateway to, like, a passion for music.
So it wasn't... like hip-hop reviews, it was more rock.
At the very beginning, like the first, like, probably month of, like, me understanding who this guy was just, like, me looking up, does he like Slayer, does he like Metallica, does he like Lamb of God, or, like, these, like, kind of, like, generic rock bands.
Not generic, man.
They're not generic, but, like,
they're
legendary, but, like, there's more to rock than just that, yeah. You know, like, dude, there's so much that goes into rock. That now that I see it, like, that's, like, stage one, you know, and I was kind of stuck there until, like I just got on YouTube and, like, found out all these other bands. But I guess
that's cool. Yeah. You know, like, it seems that, like, rock was your genre, like, what you were brought up with, and then, you know, that now you're making, you know, instrumental beats. It's like, that transition, it's interesting because there can be someone making jazz music or like techno, but then, you know, they know how to make, like, hip hop beats, or they know how to make just, like, certain type of, like, music where it's like, wow, like how do you come from that? And then, you know, you're making this. Because back in the days, I was listening like a lot of alternative rock, you know, a lot of like My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
And then later on, as I grew up, I'm now listening to more like hip hop heads and like beats, you know, like Sam I Am. Sam I Am is a huge legend, SP4FR God.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what's pretty interesting.
Shout out Sam I Am.
Yeah. But are there any like heroes that you that inspire you the most?
Off the top, like Madlib, probably like Bjork. I'm not even gonna just stick to hip hop, like Madlib, Bjork. Probably do like there's this really cool band called Lightning Bolt that I really like. I guess as far as rappers go, like Danny Brown, hard, you know, but
yeah,
there's so much, like it's. I can't really say, but those are just off the top of my head.
And just to let the audience know, what equipment are you currently using at the moment?
Right now, I brought SP44SX, multiple effects.
Sponsor him, please.
I use this just for live performing and some beat creation. And at home, I just got my little studio and stuff, got my guitars. And
there's like features. Two, there's like SP44.
Yeah, there's actually like three. There's the SP404, SP404A, and then this one, the SX. And they all, it's the same stuff. It's not that different.
And what software are you currently using as well?
I'm using Ableton. I've always used Ableton. I don't know why I went to that one first, but I didn't stop using Ableton. So, yeah.
Are you planning to use like FL Studios or?
Maybe down the line, once I get more money. But I'm down to use FL, I'm down to use Pro Tools. I mean anything that can further my creative mind.
Yeah, Ableton, people use that a lot usually for like live sets. And
So
it's pretty common. It's a common program people use software. But no, that's cool. That's are your parents like really supportive of what you do as well? Like or were they the ones who really like you know, put in the money to buy this equipment and just like, you know, oh, like, you know, it looked like you're loving what you do.
Yeah. As far as like financially, all the stuff that I've gotten for hip hop stuff, like that was all me, but they got me like the guitars, like, you know, that's like kind of where they kept it at. And like anything else that I got, like my little studio at my house, that's all me. But they have been very supportive. Since a young age, you know, like,
shout out to mom and dad.
Yeah. They're very supportive in my music journey. They're always telling me if this is what you really think you like to do and like, just follow it. If this is your dream, follow it. Of course they're making me go to school and stuff like that. Cause they want to, you know, keep me on check, but, I know this is what I need and want to do. So, and they've helped me that with that, like my whole life. So.
If someone were to offer you any equipment that they would be like, all right, I'm gonna buy this equipment, like any of your choice, what would that be?
Oh, dude, Ableton Push 2, that one, bro, that and what else, dude?
Please tell us what Ableton Push 2 does.
It's basically like a controller for Ableton. Like you could use Ableton through it. It's basically like this SP, but you can use Ableton. You don't even have to look at the screen. Like you just and it's. It's sick. Like you could play chords. There's like 64 pads. This thing has 12.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. It's like the best like controller I've ever seen. And then I'd probably get like an OP1, which is like its own synthesizer. It's like this big and it has little keys and like it has a little screen and it's like really cool. But I know like Childish Gambino used that and like he used it to record like some of his songs and I guess those two things are like on the top of my list.
But if he were to buy you just one thing, it would be what? The Ableton Push?
If I had, because I have Ableton. If I didn't have Ableton, I'd get the OP1. But since I have Ableton, I would get the Push.
Got me there.
Yeah, got you there. Son. How many hours do you usually put when you're making music?
I don't know. I just do it. as far as like hours and like time wise, like last night we were at
not 2 nights ago
the homie's crib, and he was we were all making music and stuff, and like I could have been there for hours, and it was like 2:30. I could have been there until like the sun came up, because like I felt the energy, like I felt I was in flow. When I'm in flow, like, dude, I can't stop. Like, I don't think any like artist could stop when they're in flow. So like, but like every day I try to sit down to make some beats, and like I guess like, or not just make beats, just make music. Like I always try to regiment myself to making music every day. I guess like at the least like an hour a day, just doing something with music creation. You know,
that's so, awesome. How did you like? When did you finally come to realize, like, oh, this is my certain style, you know, from just this is me?
I don't really know if I have a style yet. It's a little too early.
Still
for
developing?
That. I'm still developing.
Too many
my
styles.
Style. Too, yeah, that's the thing right now. I have so many, like, I'm experimenting with everything, rock, dance, EDM, hip hop. I still want to, like, do some jazz and stuff. But, I'm like touching base with like as much genres as I can, and then from there I'll find a style. But I guess my main style would probably just, if you could pin it down a little bit, is like it's raw, like it's not overproduced. You know?
It's real.
It sounds nice.
It's like that's what I want to take with my music. I don't want to like be like, oh, like if I'm gonna rap, I have to make every word sound this way. Like I know Danny Brown, when he records, like, he like leaves some words in that he didn't even mean to say, but if the energy's there, and if like he loves it, and like he likes like how he put his words into place or whatever, like he's gonna keep it. And that's how I want to be. Like I want to be like, I don't want it to be perfect. Like I don't like music being perfect. I like it being a little flawed, because it's human. So I guess that's a style that I would be chasing.
I like that
in the future. So
that's awesome. Where do you see yourself in the future as a producer? Where do you want to see yourself?
I would want to see myself as, like, this is weird to say, but, like, a Rick Rubin kind of, like, just producing for everything and being a part of everything, being, like not being afraid to touch on genres or not. Like, because I would consider myself a producer for now, but in the future, like, I want to expand and just be, like, a musical entity. You know, just some guy that makes like music, you know, and like it's good. So
do you have like any other friends who are producer that you guys like kind of like want to collaborate or?
I mean, I have acquaintances, but not friends, I would say. Like I know Andrew's worked with this.
I have a couple. Well, I have a friend named Ernie. He goes by Soup Breath. Because all he does is eat his cup of noodles and stuff.
Shouts out.
But yeah, he makes beats. And honestly, I think if Santi and him were to link, it'd be a good collab. Or just like with anybody, honestly, because I know a couple people that do make beats and they do their thing. But Santi's sound, I think his is like, he's put in more time and effort, I feel, you know?
Thank you, bro.
That doesn't mean that like my other friends, like they haven't put in time and effort. But I think Santi, like, could teach people some things, you know what I mean? Like, he actually knows what he's doing. Like, he has a sound. Like, he's got it down.
Thank you, dude.
So it seems like you, like, the friends you have are just, like, the ones who are, like, really tight. Like, you don't have, it seems like you don't have too many. It seems like you're more just.
No, I'm just.
Santi's in the mix, bro.
I know people. Like, I know about people, but.
You just stay in your lane. You know, yeah, whoever who's around you that, like, supports you, you're
the
just.
The first
like,
thing is, like, if you're a good person, that's the first thing, you know? Like, I don't really care if you make music and stuff. Like, if you're not a good person, bro, like, I'm not gonna, you know, even try, you know? But as far as, I do want to meet people that make beats, though, that are my friends, you know? Like, that's why I'm gonna try and hit up Soup Breath. And yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, I don't really have friends that, you know.
That's cool. I mean, like, it's like I said before in the last show with Wes, you know, the Valley is kind of a small world, you know. Who would have thought you were in my class? It was English, what was it, 101? Crazy. No, what was
it? It was communications, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. That lady.
Yeah. It was communications, and just I didn't know that you make beats until Andrew over here, and he's also my friend.
I've known Brandon for a minute, you know, skating and just being a little teenager just in the streets.
And it was at that one party happened last month. I think
we went to a Halloween party, and then it was just me, Santiago, and our other friend Edver. Shout out to Edver, he's working right now. But
he would have came.
Yeah, he would have came. But when we were there, Brandon just pulled up and was like, "Oh yeah, like, you know, just doing his thing, just saying what's up." I was like, "What's up?" And then he's all like, "I know you."
Got a drink in my hand.
Yeah,
you know?
Probably had a drink, and he saw Santiago. He was like, "Oh, I had class with you." And I know you, dude.
I was definitely lit that day.
Yeah, and it was a good time, man.
And then just I think I like you at this show. You had a recent show.
Oh yeah.
And then you tagged Santi, and I was like, oh man, like,
yeah, I gotta put him on the show. Actually,
like, he makes music. He's like, yeah, like, and then I hit you up about it, and I was like, yeah, like, I'm trying to have more people on my show. I'm definitely, you know, I'm so glad that you guys are here and Santi's here.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, it's so crazy that after that party, someone got stabbed.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
you
dude.
Know, the valley be like that.
You know what, man? That's why we had to leave early.
You guys left early, yeah. No, I was there for a minute, but man, that's
no way out here, dude. In the streets, bro. Nah. Streets of Reseda, dude.
Nah, chill.
well, I want to know like a little bit more about, you know, your guys' relationship, like how, as being friends, like from the start.
It came about through Edward, because Edward and him stay on the same block, so I think. I don't know, because I've always rapped and whatever, and Edward told me, like, yeah, my friend makes music, and then I think we just linked. We made this song called Ain't Ish Funny.
Yeah.
So then we just made that to mess around, and it came out really good just to mess around. Like, it was jokes, but it was, like, a pretty, like, good little vibe. And after he sampled my Sherry Amore from Stevie Wonder, and what he did to that beat, I was just like, yeah, like, I need to work with this guy more, like, definitely.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was a good time, though.
I forgot I even sampled that, yeah. Yeah, it was through Joseph, and Joseph is, like, pretty much my best friend. Like, I could tell that dude anything. I met him, and I'm like, all right. Like, he was the first rapper that, like, I knew. I was like, okay, dude, this dude can rap, like, you know? Because I have been working with, before that, I was working with two other guys, Kennedy and Tommy Uche.
Shout out Kennedy.
Shout out Tommy. And Tommy. Cloud Tommy. Like, they haven't rapped before, but they just wanted to do it. So they actually helped me pay for, like, like the mic and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even think
I told you. But they helped me pay for that. So, like, they were cool. Like, they were, like, the first ones I really, like, jumped off to, like, start, like, making songs, like, full songs with. Because before that, it was just beats. But, like, they would, like, come to the house. Like, we'd be working on songs. And then after that, like, Joseph told me about Andrew. Or Edward told me about Andrew, and and then we just started making music from there. So
yeah, see, that's like, that's when you know that person's like real. Like, that person's really like about it, and just, you know, very supportive. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes there's too many fake people around, and it's hard to see it. But once you really get to know them, like, see them around, then you're like, oh, I'm not really like.
Honestly, like, just like how Santi said, you gotta come correct, bro. Like. You got to be a good person, first of all. Just be nice, you know? Like, be a friend. Like, that's how I, like, connect with people. Like, I just, on some regular, you know, just being me, whatever. Like, we could just talk and chill. But, like, when it comes down to the music, like, we get busy, you know? Some people, I feel like they just, like, avoid that. And they don't, like, they're not really about it. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I think making your connection should be, like, natural.
Yeah, that's key. That's key, man.
It shouldn't be fake.
Yep.
You know, that's how I think it should work.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these people are, you know, paying under the table, or, you know, doing all this, you know, crazy shenanigans. It's mm-hmm. like, bro, like, what?
Like, where is the common ground, you know? Like, I think people just do things to do things. They don't really, like, think. They just do it. Whereas, like, man, I could just do it with my friends, like, because it's fun, you know? Like, I feel like people just want to be like, oh, well, I'm going to get on this, do that. But it's like, have a genuine relationship first, man.
Yeah.
It means more. It's better, bro.
The music comes up better. Like,
yeah.
And so, just to go a different topic, I want to talk about, like, that show you guys recently had. Yeah. You, Santi, you were like kind of like the DJ kind of, but then you also you're playing some of your beats, right? Yeah, and then Andrew was rapping. Tell us a little bit more like that event, like how that went down.
So basically, Ernesto wanted to he wanted to have me perform at this show, and I was like, yeah, I'm down. That's Supreth. So Santi was like, dude, let me DJ. I was like, yeah, man, like, do it. So we performed a couple of my songs. We had Santi play his beats, and Edward did his thing, too, on the mic. He was rapping, too. It was a good time. Shout out to everybody that went.
Hell yeah. Well, you know what time it is, beats and treat time, Santi.
Yeah.
Why don't you hop on that SP404.
Okay, Santi.
Play what you got, son. That was that's awesome, man. That's some beats right there, son. You keep on doing what you do. Can you please let the audience know where we can find more of your music?
Just go on my Instagram, or go on my SoundCloud, actually. Go soundcloud.com/INAFIORA, Inafiora.
And where can we find some of your music, Andrew, or your Instagram? Please share it.
Can you turn me up? You can find my Instagram, Icy Prophet. My SoundCloud is Nasty Andrew, Nasty with the dollar sign. Yeah, follow me. Follow my boy. Follow Brandon. Peace and love. We're going to keep making this music, you know?
Well, thank you for stopping by today, guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Santi. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting us to get to know you guys, you know, hear Santi's music out.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank you all for tuning in today's show of Beats and Treats with our special guest, Santiago Flores, also known as Santiago, who is an upcoming producer from the San Fernando Valley. Please check him out. I'm your host, Brandon Rodriguez from KPCRadio.com. See you guys next time.
Yeah.